Hi. We are here to look at chapter 21 of the Tao Te Ching. And after a few chapters that seemed primarily focused on leadership, we're now returning to a chapter that's deeply spiritual. And, I asked why within? Why were we in these deeply spiritual chapters? Then we kind of seemed to pop up to leadership, and now we're popping back into deeply spiritual again. And the answer that came to me, it was surprising, but then it made sense. The answer that came to me was that one thing that the last few chapters on leadership did was it helped the good leader to see that they still need help from the Tao. Let me explain. I could be wrong about my memory, but I think I read in Jan Fraser's When Fear Falls Away. After she woke up, I think she made a comment in that book that until she woke up, she didn't realize how much harm the ego causes even in a good person like her. Also, when I was scribing NTI, when I first started, when I was scribing NTI Matthew, there were certain things that I would write that would come through me. And as I wrote them, I was thinking, oh yeah, so-and-so needs this. Oh yeah, so-and-so needs this. So-and-so needs this. And then there's this one point in NTI Matthew where the Holy Spirit came through me and said something like, why are you thinking of others when I'm talking to you? So I think that there's a tendency in human nature to see certain people as bad and needing this guidance that comes through spirituality and religion. But somehow we see ourselves as good. And not needing it as much, like I'm better off than they are, right? And if we look at the last few chapters, if we start with chapter 17, chapter 17 points out that the greatest leaders are the ones people simply know they exist, right? This is the empty leader that's following the Tao. Next come the leaders people feel close to and respect. And there's something in us, at least in me, that says, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with a leader that people feel close to and respect, right? And then the next chapter talked about, remember, I emphasized that this is actually a degradation. But some of the things it talks about is there are rules and laws, human intelligence is in the lead. People are, performing their duties out of obligation, right? And people are loyal to the outer authority. And again, there's this, that doesn't sound so bad. Everybody's being good, right? And then the next chapter, Empower a Strong Culture, it starts off by saying, give up leading like you're the holy and wise one, give up controlling through rules and laws, et cetera. But then it says that these things, aren't enough. At least that's the way some people translated it. And it says people need a culture they can belong to. And it says focus on the essence, embrace simplicity, right? It's pointing towards the Tao. It's saying your ways of being good are not good enough, right? That's not enough. And then if we look at chapter 20, at least the way that I translated it, remember it starts off, stop studying, trying to improve, and you'll have nothing to worry about. Stop trying to be so good, such a good leader. Ooh, stop trying to be the good leader. How much difference is there between giving people what they want and pandering? It's now asking the good leader to contemplate. Are you sure that your leadership style isn't causing harm? Like Jan Fraser said, until she awoke, she didn't realize how much harm the ego caused even in a good person like her. Maybe some of the good leaders, if they're reading the Tao, up until then, they're doing like I was when I was scribing in TI, like, oh, so and so could use this, so and so could use this. But now in chapter 20, with these contemplations, maybe even the good person is starting to realize, maybe I need this too. How much difference is there between giving people what they want and pandering? How much difference is there between good intentions and causing harm? And then once again, we have the contrast between everybody out there who's bustling and excited, hustling also, bustling and excited in their prison, and the contrast between that and Lao Tzu, who's very different. And it's, you know, it's a chapter that points to dare to be different. So maybe what's happened is some people who weren't fully paying attention because they saw themselves as good and other people as needing this have now awoke to, wait a minute, maybe I need this too. And so with that, we now dive back into deeper spirituality because now we have an additional audience paying attention. With that said, let me read chapter 21. Entry into the depth of inner being is found only by following the way, right? Not by being good. Entry into the depth of inner being is found only by following the way. The way, as something, is quite elusive, quite nebulous, ever so nebulous and elusive, yet appearance exists within it. Ever so elusive and nebulous, yet matter exists within it. Ever so profound and mysterious, yet teeming with life force. Its intrinsic nature is supremely true. You can trust it. From ancient times until now, the way has not been forgotten because it can be subtly seen in all beings. How do I know the subtle nature of all beings? Because of this, right here, right now. So let's look at this translation. Because, you know, it's an interesting one. This one I wouldn't call as hard to translate as some of the other chapters, but looking at what those Chinese characters mean, it deepens the understanding. So let's go look at them. All right. So starting with the first line, you'll see the Chinese characters and then the word for word, opening. That's what this first character means, opening to a cave, virtue of. So we have opening to a cave, virtue of. So that means the characters that follow point back to opening to a cave, virtue. Opening to a cave, virtue of. Hold only the way is from. Opening to a cave, virtue of, hold only, way is from. And I translated that into entry into the depth of inner being is found only by following the way. But let's go look at the dictionaries. Let's look at how I came up with that. I've put that first paragraph or that first sentence right here in the dictionary. And you'll notice this very first character says it means a hole or a classifier for cave dwellings. Now, I'll be honest, when I first was translating, I wasn't really certain what that meant. A hole, a classifier for cave dwellings, followed by the word virtue, like that didn't say much to me. But of course, I went and looked it up in a different dictionary. And the different dictionary shows it as also the word opening and the word orifice, right? Even the word great. So I have an opening, a hole, an orifice, and a classifier for cave dwellings. And when I looked at all of these together, this really reminded me of this feeling that I get when I am going into meditation sometimes. I feel like I'm going deep within this inner cave. And that was kind of an ah to me. You know, this is maybe pointing at going deep within that inner cave. So I said opening to a cave. That was the choice that I made, opening to a cave. And then virtue. Remember when we looked at the word virtue, when we were looking at chapter 10, I said virtue doesn't mean goodness or morality. This virtue is pointing to something that is beyond common human nature, beyond common or ordinary human nature. So opening to a cave beyond common human nature, right? That's, I translate it into entry into the depth of inner being. That is an opening to a cave that is beyond common or ordinary human nature. Of, so what follows points back, of hold only way is from. Let's just look at the translation one more time. So the whole, which is the opening, remember from this other dictionary, opening, whole, virtue of, to hold only. And then this is definitely the character for the way. Way is one of the translations, but this is the character for the way. So hold only to the way is, and then this character could mean from, it could mean via, it could mean passing through. So we go into that inner being only through the way, by via the way, or I use the word from, but I was really looking at these first three words. We enter into the inner being only via the way, or only from the way, or only by passing through the way. So as you see, opening to a cave virtue beyond human nature of hold only way is from or via. Entry into the depth of the inner being is found only by following the way. To me, those characters were pretty clear. I love the only here. Not by being good, right? Not by being the good leader, the intimate parent leader, the one people feel close to. To go into that deep inner being, you follow the way. Now the way of be thing only indistinct, only indistinct. The way as something, be thing. You know, people are always looking for something they can grasp onto, something they can understand with the mind. And as we've already seen, the way isn't that. It isn't something you can grasp onto. It isn't something you can understand with the mind. So the way as something, because you're trying to get it as an object, the way as something, only indistinct, only indistinct, is quite elusive, is quite nebulous. Now, let's go back and look at the dictionary for just a second. Let me take this line right here. Put that in the dictionary. The way of to be, there's the be right here. The way of be thing, or we could say the way of as a thing. Only, then this character, indistinct. Only, then this character, indistinct. What's interesting, excuse me, what's interesting about this indistinct, indistinct, is if you look at these two characters, they aren't the same character. Right? They both translate to indistinct, but they're not the same character. So what I did was I researched those characters. And I found that although they could translate to the same meaning, one of them also had the meaning of to be dazed or to be mystified by something. So what I did in order to show that they had the same meaning and that one of them could be translated differently was that the first time I translated those characters, way of be thing, only indistinct, I translated them the same way. But after that, I gave one that second meaning, to be dazed or to be mystified. I said indistinct, mystifying, because that's the order those characters showed up in. And the next time, mystifying, indistinct, because that's the order those characters showed up in. Entry into the depth of inner being is found only by following the way. The way as something is quite elusive, quite nebulous. These were the English words I came up with for indistinct and mystifying. Ever so nebulous and elusive, yet appearance exists within it. Ever so elusive and nebulous, yet matter exists within it. Even though we can't grasp or understand the Tao, it's quite elusive, quite nebulous, quite indistinct, quite mystifying, right? Things appear in it. There's perception in it. Not only perception, but matter. You can actually touch it. It feels like it's here. That's amazing. So it's indistinct, it's mystifying, but within it, it's within, there is appearance, yet appearance exists within it. Mystifying and indistinct, yet it's within, there is matter. Matter exists within it. That's amazing. Next, deep, dark, it's within, has vitality or energy. I translated that as ever so profound, that's the deep, and mysterious, that's the dark, yet teeming with life force. That's the vitality, energy. Its essence or spirit, this character can mean essence or spirit, its essence or spirit is not just true, but extremely true. I translated that to supremely true. Its intrinsic nature is supremely true. It's within, its withinness, have trust. You can trust it. You can trust it because it is supremely true. Since ancient up to current, or from ancient times until now, its name, no go by, means of inspect, multitude, barely just. The way, its name, the way, has not been forgotten. No go, it did not go away, because it can be subtly seen by means of inspect in all beings, the multitude, or the multitude, and then the barely or the just is what I translated as the subtly here. But let's go look at the barely and the just. I'll take this sentence. We'll go back to the dictionary. Its name, no go. By means of inspect, many or numerous or multitude. And then this last character is what we want to look at. Classically, it means barely. And again, we're looking at ancient Chinese, right? The Tao Te Ching is ancient Chinese. So it seemed that the classical meaning of the character may apply, right? But we also have just, and we have just now. And of course, if we look up just in the English dictionary, we find that just as an adverb can also mean very recently, which or the just now in the immediate past, right? It can also mean barely or by a little. So the just can mean barely, and the just can mean just now. So the way I translated this was just the barely and the just. I stuck to the subtly here. I think the just now, the just can represent, is going to show up down here. So let's keep going. The way has not been forgotten because it can be subtly seen, barely or just, in all beings, the multitude. I how by means of know, how do I know? The multitude, barely just of condition, the subtle condition of all beings, or I translated it, how do I know the subtle nature of all beings? And then these last two characters, because of this, because of this. So what is this? You know, what is this? Well, I looked this up in the English dictionary too. This is used to refer to a specific thing or situation just mentioned, right? What has been just mentioned? The barely just. The barely just. And remember another definition here. Just now. Just now. What's been mentioned is this spirit, this essence, this intrinsic nature that is subtle, that I know. And the way I know it is because it is here, now. That's what this points to. Because of this, what's right here, what's right now. Because of this, what I was just talking about, that this applies in both cases. So again, entry into the depth of inner being is found only by following the way. The way as something is quite elusive, quite nebulous. Ever so nebulous and elusive, yet appearance or perception exists within it. Ever so elusive and nebulous, yet matter, things you can touch and feel, exists within it. Ever so profound and mysterious, yet teeming with life force, right? In the people, in the plants, in the insects, in the animals, even, you know, you can find the life force in rocks. It's just teeming with life force. Its essence, its spirit, or its intrinsic nature is supremely true. That is the ultimate truth in the universe, not the things, but the essence of the things. You can trust it. From ancient times until now, the way has not been forgotten because it can be subtly seen in all beings, even a blade of grass, remember? How do I know the subtle nature of all beings? Because of this, because that essence, that intrinsic nature is here, right now. Let me read translation of chapter 21 from Jonathan Starr. Perfect action, true virtue, supreme power. This is how Tao is revealed. through those who follow it completely. That's like my, by only following the Tao, right? Through those who follow it completely. Though formless and intangible, that's the indistinct. Though formless and intangible, it gives rise to form. Though vague and elusive, so there he translated those characters a little differently, yet still the same. Though vague and elusive, it gives rise to shapes. Though dark and obscure, it is the spirit, the essence, the life breath of all things. But is it real, you ask? I say its evidence is all of creation. That's the supremely true, and you can see it in all things. But is it real, you ask? I say its evidence is all of creation. From the first moment to the present, the name has been sounding. It is the gate through which the universe enters, the witness by which the universe sees. How have I come to know all this? That very name has told me. That name, which is sounding right here, right now. So he used the right here, right now, just as I did for the this. He's using the word name, but he doesn't mean the word the way or the word the Tao. He's using the name because he says it's sounding right here as a symbol to point to the essence. He says the name, which is sounding right here, right now. That's how I know. I see it, as I said, subtly in all beings. So our assignment, let's focus on this. Right here, right now, paying attention to the essence. What I have in front of me is a window, and outside the window I see a tree with little buds on it because it's early spring here, kind of blowing gently in the wind. There's more, but I'm going to focus on just the tree with the little buds blowing gently in the wind. I focus right here, right now, on the essence. Can I feel it? Can I find it? And it's interesting because while I was focusing on the tree, two birds flew by. And when the two birds flew by, it was very quickly. They were in my view and out of my view very quickly. But the essence was the same. I could feel that the essence was the same, going by very quickly, yet the same. And in the background, I see clouds floating across the sky. I can feel that the essence is the same. To do this, we need to be in the present. So this is our assignment. Focus on this. Right here, right now. Essence. Let's let the word this mean all three. Right here, right now, essence. Take care. Bye.